This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Protests continue in the United States and around the world against racism and police brutality. In the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., thousands of protesters once again streamed into the city, as well as other major U.S. cities. On Saturday's demonstrations, it comes the same day. George Floyd, the man at the center of the latest outrage, was remembered in his North Carolina hometown by mourners who waited for hours at a glimpse of his golden casket. Wearing masks and calling for police reform, protesters peacefully marched nationwide and on four other continents. Collectively, many have been the largest, and may have been the largest, one-day mobilization since Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. Following frequent episodes of violence, the crowds in the United States have shifted to a calmer tenor in recent days. Tensions between the White House and Pentagon have stretched to a near breaking point over President Donald Trump's threat to use military force against street protests triggered by George Floyd's death. Friction in this relationship historically is not unusual, but in recent days, and for the second time in Mr. Trump's term, it has raised a prospect of high-level resignations and the risk of lasting damage to the military's reputation. Calm may return, both in the crisis over Floyd's death and in the Pentagon leaders' angst over Mr. Trump's threats to use federal troops to put down protesters. But at the same time, it could leave a residue of resentment and unease about this president's approach to the military, whose leaders welcome his push and bigger budgets, but chafe at being seen as political